Hackers are continuing to release the medical information of hundreds of Medibank customers on the dark web after a major data breach late last month. But now there are concerns the information leak will affect the most vulnerable, such as HIV-positive Australians and customers with stigmatized conditions. The Wire's Calvin Lee asks CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organization, Dario O'Donnell, why these customers are the most vulnerable in this issue.
We expect the information that's collected by health providers to be treated confidentially, but I think the reality is that some information is going to be more sensitive than others. And what we're seeing in the current Medicare data hack is the hackers, the criminals behind this, are really zoning in on aspects of healthcare that are more sensitive, conditions that are more stigmatised, conditions such as drug use or access to reproductive health services or HIV. And I think that's a real reminder that there continues to be a lot of stigma, particularly in relation to HIV. We do see that there is research showing that up to one in four Australians would still behave negatively towards someone that they knew to have HIV.
So how often is a HIV status weaponized in Australia, even before the breach?
We're aware that many people with HIV were very concerned about opting into the My Health records. They just didn't feel assured that their data would be handled confidentially and capably. You know, the digital world is evolving. Hackers are getting better, targeting and seeking to penetrate these systems as fast as security is improving.
You mentioned that there's a negative connotation towards people with HIV in our view, but what sort of things might, say, an employer care about having an employee with a status of HIV?
I think it can be an issue for some employers, and certainly one of the fears that many people with HIV hold is it's personal health information. It might be something that they've shared with their work colleagues or with an employer, and so people with HIV can feel vulnerable. Their personal medical information is obtained by someone else and misused, but that puts them in a situation of having to talk to people that otherwise they would not share this information with. And that can happen in employment situations. It can happen in relation to housing and other tenants sharing a house, or it can happen in relation to families and relationships. So in all parts of life, you know, the potential for the misuse of the data is very real.
What about drug use? Could employers use drug use as a cause for termination?
So fortunately in Australia, we have protections and anti-discrimination protections for people who have HIV, but for people who have used drugs at some stage, currently or in the past, those protections don't exist. So there's nothing to stop an employer or a housing provider or a landlord from actually discriminating against a person on the basis of drug use. And for us as an organisation, we see drug use very much as a health issue, not as a matter of the criminal law, and we need to actually be treating this as a health issue and looking at the kinds of supports, the kinds of treatments that people might be using, rather than actually criminalising that population of people.
You've urged victims of this data breach to contact the AFP. Well, what kind of services are they providing?
So we've been quite assured by the messages that the AFP are sending, both for the federal police, but also for police services around the country. They've been really clear that anyone who's approached by hackers, by people seeking to extort money, should step forward to the police and be confident that their circumstances will be treated sensitively. And that reassurance is really important that, you know, for many people, it can be quite frightening to step forward to the police to make a complaint, to seek help. But the police are really signalling very strongly that if you're a person with HIV, or if you're a person that's had experienced mental health issues, or a person that might have used drugs, that it's safe to come forward. And the police rightly consider any misuse of that health information, any attempt to extort money through the Medibank breach, to be a criminal offence. And so that's what they're focused on. They're focused on supporting people to deal with circumstances in which they're exposed to extortion.
Well, I guess that's all from me for now. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, we can talk about Medibank and Optus, but I think there's a bigger question here that we could, you know, pivot to in terms of whether it's HIV information or our date of birth or a passport number. We're often asked to share a lot of very personal information, and we're seeing more and more cases of hacks. I think there's a wake-up call with both the Medibank and the Optus breach that, you know, we have the situations with those companies, but it also points to a larger picture that, you know, many of us are now reflecting on how much information we're asked to share with, you know, with health service providers or you know, telecommunications companies, it could be government agencies, a gas or electricity company. And it seems like we're being asked over and over to share, you know, very personal, very sensitive information. It could be our date of birth. It could be our information about our healthcare. And so I think there is a need for us as a country and for governments to step forward and start a national conversation about how this information is being collected and the guarantees that consumers should have on security and penalties and the scale of those penalties when things go wrong.
That was CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation, Dario Donnell Day, ending the story by The Wire's Calvin Lee.